interpreters of level 3. Speeches for consecutive interpreting. Part 1. Listen to the following dialogue and interpret it as required. After you hear a sentence or a short passage in Chinese, interpret it into English by speaking to the microphone. And after you hear an English sentence or a short passage, interpret it into Chinese. Start interpreting at the signal and stop at the signal. You may take notes while you are listening. You will hear the dialogue only once.
下面你将听到一段有关上海申办世博会的对话。
Mr. Vice Minister, could you brief us on Shanghai's applying to host the 2010 World Exposition?
实际上并不是上海在申办，而是中国政府在申办。国际社会普遍认为世博会是经济、文化和科学领域内的奥林匹克。世博会向各地人民提供一个相识、共享和交朋友的机会。在这里，各种新思想和新概念得到传播、发展和应用，从而提高人民的生活水平。
Then, do you think conditions are now ripe for China to apply?
China 一直是在积极参与在世界各地举办的世博会的活动。如今，中国经济快速发展。我们申办不光是为了推动世博会的发展，也是为了促进中国人民和全世界人民的相互了解，增强合作和交流。
I've just read an article in the New York Times that says Shanghai is bulldozing away its past, meaning that skyscrapers are replacing the old houses in order to turn the city into a modern one. The criticism is that the city's modernization is at the expense of the destruction of its cultural relics. How would you react to that?
我们中国人和外国游客都认为上海是东西方文化的结合体。20年来，上海经济迅猛发展，但与此同时，我们恢复了上海很多的历史遗迹，它们得到了更好的保护。你要是看一看上海市政府提出的申办主题，就会明白，我们的目的是既要引进和发展现代的东西，同时又要保持这个城市的传统文化特点。
Part 2. Interpret the following passage from English to Chinese. Start interpreting at the signal and stop it at the signal. You may take notes while you are listening. You will hear the passage only once. Now let's begin.
下面你将听到一段有关艾滋病知识的讲话。
This is a terrible disease for which we do not yet have a cure, nor do we have a vaccine. Meanwhile, the mortality rate for AIDS is 100%. AIDS means that the immune system of a person has gone wrong. The immune system is the biological system in your body which fights off diseases. The system is composed mostly of what are commonly termed white blood cells. These cells are the hunters in the body. When a virus, such as the common cold, invades the body, the white blood cells rush to the invader and kill it. While these blood cells are busy killing an invader, the body's immune system is said to be under attack. If another virus or bacteria enters the body at the same time as the white blood cells are busy fighting off an invader, the second attacker has a better chance of injuring the rest of the body's system. Scientists found the virus that causes AIDS and named it HIV. The HIV virus attacks the white blood cells and kills them, thus preventing these white cells from carrying on their important work of killing the other invading viruses. We cannot tell if a person has an HIV infection just by looking at him. and here lies part of the problem about the spread of HIV infection among people. For at least the first few years after a person has contracted the HIV virus, there are no indications that the person has the HIV virus in his or her bloodstream. However, during this time, the person carrying the virus can pass it on to other people through intimate sexual relations or sharing blood with them. Then, how do we know if we have HIV or not? The answer is simple: have an HIV blood test. This simple, painless AIDS test will take only a few minutes of your time, and, if you are at all in doubt about whether you have contracted the HIV virus, it is a life-saving endeavor. Part 3. Interpret the following passage from Chinese into English. Start interpreting at the signal and stop at the signal. You may take notes while you are listening. You will hear the passage only once. Now let's begin.
下面你将听到一段有关中英关系的介绍。女士们、先生们，英国以其灿烂的文化、众多的发明创造为世界文明和进步做出了巨大的贡献，也对中国社会的发展产生了重要的影响。 改革开放以来，中国积极提倡学习吸收包括英国在内的世界各国先进的科学技术、管理经验和优秀文化成果，以促进自己的现代化进程。中国一贯重视英国在欧洲及世界的地位和作用。中英都是联合国安理会常任理事国，在维护世界和平、促进共同发展方面肩负着重大责任，也存在着广泛的共同利益。我们应该站在战略高度，以长远眼光来看待中英关系，希望双方多来往、多了解、多协商、多合作。